Hello and welcome to Parkinson's Life, the award-winning podcast offering a voice to the global Parkinson's community. Each episode, we bring together people impacted by the condition for an honest conversation to share their stories, perspectives, and ideas on how to live well with Parkinson's. Ever since we first started recording the Parkinson's Life podcast, we've been asking our guests the same three questions, designed to get to the heart of what it's like to live with Parkinson's. In this end of year special, for the first time, we share their answers, which are funny, sad, angry, and everything in between. We began series two by bringing together Parkinson's nurse Brian McGuinness and married couple Cormac and Mary Meegan for a lively conversation about sleep, something many people with Parkinson's struggle with. All based in Ireland, they talked about everything from insomnia and nightmares to sharing and not sharing a bed, and swapped tips on how to get a better night's sleep. They ended their conversation with Brian asking Cormac and Mary our three questions.
How would you describe Parkinson's in three words?
Tiredness, joy, in a way, and the future.
For me, I suppose it's frozen, it's shameful, and it's life-changing.
Another question is, what gets you through the day?
Humour, just having a laugh. I feel much more liberated now, in a way, and so I just, again, it's about enjoying every moment, and humour for me is really important.
Yeah, I suppose for me, what gets me through the day, yeah, you know, certainly having a bit of a laugh and just let go, you know, just say, right, things are what they are and let go. And what's my third thing?
Me.
My husband, my children, my job. My husband, my husband, my children, my friends, my job.
What has Parkinson's given you and what has it taken away?
It's given me perspective. It's made me see things in a different way. And what has it taken away? It's been difficult with COVID. I love exercise. It's really silly of me, but I haven't exercised as much since I've had my diagnosis as I should have. And it's the one thing I really want to get back into is I used to run a lot. I used to go to the gym a lot. I haven't been able to go to the gym. So getting back active for me is my next major step, together with the sleep.
Colin Cheeseman is a retired local authority chief executive from the UK who has lived with Parkinson's for more than 20 years. Dr. Nishantha Silva, also based in the UK, is a geriatrician who works with people in the later stages of the condition and whose own father had Parkinson's. In June, they came together to talk about how to manage advanced Parkinson's disease when symptoms have a bigger impact on day-to-day life and medications may not be as effective. Nishantha asked Colin our questions.
Colin, could you describe Parkinson's disease in three words?
I would call it a bloody nuisance.
Could you tell me what gets you through the day?
My immediate support, my wife and family would rate high on that, and trying to successfully get through the day and still retain to be on top of it, really. It's not always easy to do, but you've got to be reaching out all the time, because if you put your feet up and let the condition wash over you, you'll never get that joie de vivre back again. You need to think to yourself at the end of the day, I can still do tomorrow what I could do today.
Colin, can you tell me what has Parkinson's given you?
Well, it's actually given me a different life. It's not many senior executives, put it like that, who would take the risk of making a major career change in their mid-50s when they're at the top of the game. But that's what transpired. I made a major shift. I never learned another penny. I decided with my wife that we could just about afford to get by on that. And so I felt I would never have to be in employment, as it were, at somebody's beck and call again. And that I could then use the time and freedom that I had to do a lot of other things. I don't think I've thought about inline rollerblading at that stage, but there you go.
Has the Parkinson's disease taken away something?
Yes. I mean, and I find I'm at that cusp point that we talked about. I am now starting to lose confidence in being able to sustain those, the activities and so on.
In July, Fitzarushan, a former Brussels lobbyist based in Spain, and Dr. Indy Subramanian, a US-based neurologist, discussed the issue at the forefront of everyone's minds in a year of global lockdowns, loneliness. It was powerful to hear how isolating a Parkinson's diagnosis can feel, and how much the pandemic has exacerbated those feelings. It was also inspiring to listen to their thoughts on how small changes can make a big difference. They ended their conversation with Indy asking Vitsa the questions.
So Vitsa, can you describe Parkinson's in three words?
Ooh, in three words, that's not easy. Reality, unpredictable, and the end of innocence, I would say.
Can you tell us what gets you through the day?
It's the four walks I do with my dog at the beach mostly. The meal outside, to have a meal and to talk to people in a restaurant or a bar. The sunshine here in Sitges, that was really important to move to Spain. And writing. I love to write, and that really gets me through the day.
So what has Parkinson's given you? And the second part of the question is, what has it taken away?
It has given me the opportunity to move from this highway to the byway and to start to appreciate other things than career, money, materialistic things like nature and looking around you, as I said. Yeah, and what it took away from me, that is, as I said, the end of innocence, that is the spontaneity of things that you can just, before, say, let's go there, let's do this, without thinking. Now I have to think about everything I do. I need my pills at a certain time. I have to plan things. If I go to bed at 4 o'clock after a wild night, I would be punished for 3 or 4 days afterwards. So my body will say, this was not a good idea, even if I think it's a nice idea. So all those things that you used to do, let's say, without thinking, now you have to think about everything. So it's the opposite of carefree living, let's say.
In August, Canadian musician Robbie Tucker and US blogger Heather Kennedy got together for our episode on love, sex, and Parkinson's. From the pressures of a looks-based culture, to being ghosted on dating apps, to hypersexuality, to the strain the condition can put on partners, they covered a lot of bases. Here's how they answered our questions.
Robbie, can you describe Parkinson's in three words?
How about, it's a challenge? Heather, can you describe Parkinson's in three words?
Three words that I would use to describe Parkinson's are quicksand, wet cement, and mercurial.
So Heather, what gets you through the day?
It is awe and fascination and knowing that there's something bigger than me, that I'm just part of a cog in a wheel, a bigger purpose. I love to create things and put them out there. So Robbie, what gets you through the day?
That's an easy one. And what gets me through the day is just being excited about something. Whether it's music, whether it's a new food I've never seen or tried before, just really being excited for me is, I think, the whole point of being a human being. That's where it starts. If you can get excited and happy about something, then everything else should fall into place. So what would you say Parkinson's has given you, and what has it taken away?
Parkinson's has given me an opportunity to see things, people, and myself very clearly, because there's no way to just bypass this. You have to sit in all of it to get through it. And it has taken away some of my swagger and confidence, which is probably a good thing. How about you, Robbie? What has Parkinson's given you, and what has Parkinson's taken away?
Well, I think I'll call the humoristic card in this one and say, Parkinson's has given me something to think about, and what it has taken away, only what I have allowed it to.
You're listening to episode 9 of series 2 of the Parkinson's Life podcast, in which guests share their answers to 3 searching questions about living with Parkinson's. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast platform to hear more from the series.
Eating well with Parkinson's is among our most popular content on Parkinson's Life. So when we heard about how Mexican chef Zarela Martinez continues to find joy in food after her diagnosis, we knew we had to get her onto the show. She spoke with Ireland-based dietitian Rochelle Flanagan, who has Parkinson's, in a conversation that had everyone's mouths watering.
So Zarela, how would you describe Parkinson's in 3 words?
Freezing, changing, or lack of control. How would you describe Parkinson's in 3 words?
I would call it the uninvited house guest. What gets you through your day?
I have a very sunny personality, and no does not exist in my life. I just move on as if I'm fine. What gets you through the day?
Well, my kids, I would say, but I think an attitude of gratitude. It's a progressive disease and we don't know when it's going to progress, but it allows you to sort of have an insight to kind of really enjoy today. So it's kind of given me the gift of today, I suppose. What has Parkinson's given you and what has it taken away?
Took away dancing, but it gave me singing. It's taken away my freedom. It's taken away the fact that I can't leave my apartment by myself. You know, that has been the worst part of the Parkinson's for me. What has Parkinson's given you and what has it taken away?
Well, actually, what it's given me more recently is a new... You talked about having a passion. I did this fundraising, what I called a dopamine dunk. So I basically jumped in the sea every day in the month of May to raise money to send people with young onset Parkinson's disease to the World Parkinson's Congress, because it just impacted me so much. I thought, you know, it'll be great to sort of help to send more people there as part of a wider YOPD fundraiser for the WPC. But I have fear of water before I did it in terms of swimming and stuff like that. And now, like even this morning, I went for a swim in the sea. So for me, it's given me a new passion because it's actually really good for the brain. It increases your dopamine. So yeah, it's given me that. It probably took a bit of my confidence away in terms of people maybe thinking that I am lesser because I have a brain disease. And it's taken me a while to kind of overcome that. So that kind of annoys me that it's done that, but I've gained my confidence back.
Everyone knows that keeping fit is essential in helping to mitigate the effects of Parkinson's, but Belgium-based Miriam Holzel took it to another level when she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro back in 2017. We brought her together with physiotherapist Mariella Graciano, who lives in Luxembourg, to talk about exercise, movement, and the importance of music and rhythm in keeping moving with Parkinson's. Here's how Miriam tackles our questions.
Miriam, could you describe Parkinson's in 3 words?
I think the most important words that come to my mind when I want to describe Parkinson's: slow, friends, exercise. I have a 4th one, actually, I want to mention. Cure. That belongs in my list as well.
What gets you through the day?
What gets me through the day is the knowledge that I don't know what is getting me through the day. So it is a surprise, and I just take the day as it comes. And sometimes it's a good day, sometimes it's a very good day. And when I have a very good day, I try to rub it off on other people. And when I have a not such a good day, I try to plan my dinner.
What has Parkinson given you and what has Parkinson taken away from you?
Parkinson's has given me a lot of new friends. It has given me more time to talk with other people, learn from other people. It has learned me to stay healthy, look after myself with exercise and the right food. Have a Mediterranean diet, I think it's the best thing to do. It has learned me to listen to my body, to listen to my brain, and stop when it's too much. It has learned me to communicate to other people how I experience things, because I've noticed it may be very different from how other people are experiencing things. I think it has given me a lot, and it has not taken away too much yet, I have to say. I'm a bit fearful for the future, but it has not taken away from me a lot yet.
Throughout this very unusual year, we have been addressing the specific ways the pandemic has affected people living with Parkinson's. In November, we recorded two conversations about the lessons people have learned from this time and what they'll take forward into the future. They featured Claire Addison, a nurse based in the UK, who spoke to Jens Graver, a CEO based in Germany, and former vet Dr. Maren Neumann-Ochten, based in Germany, who spoke with Spain-based Fulvio Capitanio, a coordinator for United Against Parkinson's.
Claire, if you would be asked to describe Parkinson's in three words, what would you say?
Well, it's insidious. It is indiscriminate. And it's scary. What about you?
I would also say it's an insidious and terrible disease. And I would say that has to be eradicated. It has to be extinguished.
So, Jens, what gets you through each day?
I would say a huge amount of discipline and instilled positivity. And last but not least, an active mindset work. I think everything is a matter of mindset. What gets you through the day, Claire?
What gets me through the day really is, do you know what? It's my family. It's my, you know, my husband and my kids wanting to be an active part of their lives going forward. I don't want to resign from that too quickly. So that's what keeps me going. So Jens, what has Parkinson's given you, and what has it taken away?
It hasn't given me much positive things. It gives me pain. It gives me all sorts of symptoms that I don't need. It takes away step by step so many things from me that I can always say it's a heavy burden. That easy living is something that is for me kind of irrevocably over. I stay positive, and I'm convinced that I will live to the day where we will have found a cure. I'm absolutely sure about that. But in the meantime, hope is everything we have. If we don't maintain the hope, then we have nothing. How about you, Claire?
What has it given me? It's given me new friendships that I wouldn't have made otherwise. But actually, maybe I would have done. Who knows? But the nature of those friendships would be different than they are, and they're focused around illness and disease, which is not what you would prefer. What it's taken away is, as you say, for me, it's taken away that excitement for the future. You know, when you look forward to your retirement, you have a long list of things you want to do. And my long list looks a little bit more grey than it would have done before. It's not full of the same colour. And so it makes me sad in that respect, that I've got that greyness to look forward to and that uncertainty. It does make me determined to try and take ownership of what I can in terms of making a difference to myself and my family. There's an inherent sadness in it already that I know it's going to be a battle, and I didn't really want that to be the case.
Define Parkinson's disease with three words.
Movement, disorder, disease. In three words, what is Parkinson's for you?
Three words, it's difficult to say, but it's a journey. Maren, one more question for you. When you wake up in the morning, what makes you go through the day?
Oh, that's a good question. A good network lead me through the day. And I'm so happy to be part of many things now, to be part of education, to be a part of learning new sport arts. I'm going to for kickboxing, and I'm going to tango dancing. I think that are things who put me through the day, to be connected in a good network. And on the other way around, what gets you through the day?
One thought that I always keep in mind that when people is asking this kind of question is they say, okay, I agree. Life sucks, but which is the alternative? The alternative, it's even worse. So We've been negative in some moment of this when we diagnosed with this disease, but this is the past. So we Parkinson's doesn't end our lives; it just changes it. So we have now to go through another way, another life, which is going to be different from what we planned before. But it doesn't mean that it could be beautiful. It could be something we can enjoy. So enjoy the ride and try to play the cards you were dealt the best that you can.
Now I have a really hard question. What do you think what the Parkinson's take away from your life, and what did it offer you instead?
It's really a tricky question, because sometimes we love to imagine that we're going to live a very pleasant life with all success, but we don't know. I take the cards that I have on the table. I try to play my game the best I can do. So I don't really think about what could be like. I know what it's like, and that it's okay. It's the life we have to live. What do you think Parkinson take out of your life, and what if it is something that gives you back in return?
Till the last year, I thought it was the worst thing that ever could happen to me, that I have to stop working. But with the moment I did stop working, it changed to another world of arts and open mind, that I'm so happy now that I got another life to live. It changed my life with some struggling health problems, but it changed it to another very good world, and therefore I'm very thankful.
During our reporting for Parkinson's Life, we're always struck by how many people unleash a more creative side of themselves after being diagnosed with Parkinson's. So in our latest episode, we brought together stand-up comedian Kitty Fitton and Parkinson's art founder Trevor Woolard to discuss exactly that: how to pursue your passions, even in the face of the challenges of Parkinson's. Here's how they answered our questions.
So Kitty, can you describe Parkinson's in 3 words?
Oh, horrible, scary, empowering. Could I ask you to describe Parkinson's for me in 3 words?
I'm going to give an optimistic answer and say opens new doors.
That's good. I like that.
So, Kitty, what gets you through the day?
What gets me through the day is, well, my family and my Yorkshire grit, because I'm bloody minded. And the more people say that this is going to grind me down and destroy me, the more I'm determined to prove that it's not. And it is very hard sometimes. We all have pity parties occasionally and sit and I have a weep now and again about how terrible life is and how awful and the unfairness of Parkinson's. But then I kind of pull myself together and go, keep doing it, keep on keeping on. So Trevor, what helps get you through the day?
I think for me, it's got to be keeping active and keeping busy. Even if I'm feeling or not feeling so great, if I achieve a small step or achieve something in the day, it certainly helps. And keeping busy and keeping active helps my motivation. What has Parkinson's given you and what has it taken away?
It has given me a new focus on life. It's given me amazing opportunities, lots of fun, lots of laughter. It tries to scare me and it tries to make me frightened, but it's given me more than it's taken away. And I would say that it's taken away nothing from me, because none of us have got certainty about the future. And I refuse to be quieted and sit in a corner and die quietly. So, Trevor, what would you say Parkinson's has given you and what has it taken away?
It's made me more focused in life, without a doubt. And I believe it's made me more creative, or given me more time to be more creative is one thing it's certainly given me. In terms of taken away, I'd say speed, really. I'm a lot more slow in the things I do, the thought processes and how I do things. But it's made me a bit more reflective as a person. But I'm not as quick. I'm sort of more tortoise mind as opposed to hare brain nowadays.
At the end of an eventful year, which saw our series named Best Branded Podcast at the 2021 Content Marketing Awards, we'd like to say a huge thank you to all our guests for sharing their stories with us. Their honest perspectives on life with the condition have helped offer insights on a broad range of topics impacting the Parkinson's community, and we are very grateful to everyone who has helped make working on the podcast so rewarding. To hear all our guests' conversations and to find useful resources and tips on how to live well with Parkinson's, head to our episodes archive at parkinsonslife.eu. Parkinson's Life magazine is produced by Speak Media on behalf of the European Parkinson's Disease Association, the leading voice for Parkinson's in Europe. For the latest research and information on Parkinson's, visit epda.eu.com. Thanks for listening to the Parkinson's Life podcast. If you'd like to share your story with Parkinson's Life magazine, get in touch through Facebook, Twitter, or by emailing editor@parkinsonslife.eu. Keep a lookout for our next episode, and until then, take care.